This week, relating Shul, Pashas Nitzavim, a very short Pasha, relatively speaking. One Pasha before the shortest Pasha, which is going to be next week. And relating before Rosh Hashanah. Tosis in Megillah discusses why we have Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us that we must have Pashas Kisavah before Rosh Hashanah. Because Pashas Kisavah, you have 98 klolos that we read last week. And therefore, it needs to be ready for Rosh Hashanah, Tichle Sham Nikolosea, the year ends, and the klolos ends with it. So says Tosis, Tosis brings a question. Shalu b'samed l'shal avinu nisim. Lama mechalkim Pashas Nitzavim v'yelech l'shnayim. Why you make Nitzavim v'yelech two Pashas? Kishesh Bei Shabbos is Moshon and Sukkot, which we have this year. You have two Shabbos between Moshon and Sukkot. Pelayim Kippurim. Ve'im Mechalkim Matas Masay Sharuk Zaysim. So this gives a little bit of indication how you treat the two Pashas together, the one Pasha, which is not the topic of today. But he says, we have Matas Masay, two very long Pashas. We laid both of them this year before Tisha B'Av, doing 3 weeks. And it's only by Eilech, which is so short, that you divide. He says, well, Chad, why don't you just put it together and move out this Masa? Just move it 1 week ahead. So he says, V'heishiv, l'fisha'atim nitzovim yish klolos shekil Yisrael. Pashas nitzovim, you also have klolos. Because it says over there, terrible things, of why, what happens when the people don't listen to the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shoresh Pei Rosh V'Lano, Kodesh Baruch Hu will destroy the whole country over there. He wants to end them before Rosh Hashanah. So meaning, even though the Gemara tells us the Pasha you need to read before Rosh Hashanah is Pasha's Kisavoi, but Pasha's Yitzavim is also Klolos, you need to end both before Rosh Hashanah. That's what he says, even though the Gemara did not mention it. So Tosfos questions it. He says that we don't find the Pasha's Yitzavim is including the Klolos. It brings the Gemara in Bava Basra that the Klolos are the only 98, not more.
What does that do with being part of the
Mount? No, so therefore Yitzavim, you Nitzavim Vayelech, I could put it in 2 different weeks or in 1 week. If I would move Matas Masay, make it in 2 separate weeks, so Nitzavim would be next week with Vayelech. So then he brings the Gemara Babas so that he sees only 98 clause, and Masha's not part of it. And then he asks, what about Azinu? Masha Azinu says clause. Why should I read that? So therefore he says it's not part of it, and the only reason why he did it says, and today says, Fishanu Roitzim Lafsik, because Shabbos Achaz Kodesh Rosh Hashanah, Pepasha Shaloi Tamid Abel Beklos Klal. You want to put a Pasha in between the Kololos and the Chag, because you want to divide the Kololos from Rosh Hashanah. Kololos, right before Rosh Hashanah, it's a bad siddin. So therefore, I make a little separation. I have the Kololos, have a barrier, Pasha and Tzavim, and it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Since today, that's what we do exactly also in the other time of the year that you need to read Kololos before Yom Tov. When is that? On Shavuos. On Shavuos, you have to read Kololos before Yom Tov. Shavuos, you never read right before you have Pasha, but Midbar, standing in between Michukois and Shavuos, says Tosfos, says Umitam Zanu Koyim Bamidbar Sinai. Koyim Atzeres Kedeshaloi Lasmicha Klos Shemichukois Latzeres. In order not to connect Michukois Latzeres, we have something between. We have a barrier. That's what we have over here.
I thought you said something else has
close. Yeah, but that close are not part of the close that we care about for Tikla Shavu Kolosa. I mean, the whole Torah you have different places with the Torah. V'Hoyim Shavoya. It says there's things that are defined as close. The things that are not. So since Machlokes over here, do we define Pasha Nitzavim as a klolos or not? Rabbeinu Nissim holds, yes. That's the end before Shanah. And Tosfos holds, no. Right? And Tosfos' point is, also before Shavuos, you have a Pasha in between. The Shulchan Aruch, when it brings the La'alocha, Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Tavkov Ches, speaks about the Seder of the Chadashim, and the weeks, and the Shabbos, and the Pashas, and the Haftaros. And there it says, the rules, what do we do? So he says, Ulo'olam korim pashas b'midbar sinai korim atzeres. Before Shavuos, read b'midbar. Tisha B'Av korim v'eschanon. Tisha B'Av before v'eschanon. Separate topic. Atem nitzavim korim Rosh Hashanah. That's three pashas, atem nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'lachem kesh Rosh Hashanah b'yom beis kimel, which is this year, Shulchan Aruch is Monday and Tuesday, Shesh tei Shabbos Rosh Hashanah l'sukkos, Tzachim lechalek nitzavim v'ayelech. That's what you put nitzavim v'ayelech, it's like before, and v'ayelech afterwards. That's what says the Shulchan Aruch. We don't know what's the reasoning of Shulchan Aruch. Is the Shulchan Aruch hold that nitzavim is a klolos and you have to do before Hashanah? Or you hold that nitzavim is not a klolos, it's just a barrier between the klolos and Rosh Hashanah? We don't know. Comes the Morgan Avram and says, like the second Pshat in Taisus, it's only a barrier. Says the Morgan Avram, why do we do it? He says, why do we do for Shavuos? And we have to do something in between. The same reason you have Bamidbar, you have that Tenet Sof. So he says. So, the Magen Avraham learns that the second Pshat of Taisus. You understand, that's not because it's always part of the Klolos, but because it is a barrier over here. It's not part of the Klolos of the Bris that we have in Pashas Kisavah. But they say that in the Shulchan Aruch is very hard to say. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Torah. That's if you look at the Berakah, the Berakah says, where is the Shulchan Aruch coming from? From the Torah. And the Torah is quoting almost, Mila B'Mila, the Rambam. Right? Because the Torah tells us, it's Matav Koches, he brings the whole, all the Parshas, Ulo Oilu, Parshas of Eidabe, Shetchila Sasei, V'Kod Matzeres, Pamit before Shavuos, these are the words of the Rambam in Hilchus Tefillah. Rambam in Hilchus Tefillah brings it as well. He says, "The Fikach is Shabbos." He brings the whole sequence, and he says, "These are the same words the two is quoting the Rambam, and in the Rambam we find." This Rebbe Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, always used to bring. The Rambam, you find Mefarish, that he holds that Tem Nitzavim is part of the same level and same kind of covenant and bris that we have as in Parshas Kisavai and in Parshas B'chukaisai that we had before Shavuos. Where do we see that? Rambam says it in End of Hilchos Milah. That doesn't fit, not in this sugya. And the Hilchos Milah, the Rambam ends Hilchos Milah by saying, look how Milah is so great. Because Milah, how many brises do we have in Hilchos Milah? In the mitzvah of Bris Milah? We have 13 brises. Mashiach in the Torah, we have only 3. Look at the Rambam. Boy, Kamach, that was the last halacha in Hilchos Milah. Kamach, Hamura, Milah. He said, and he quotes to say, Kolam mitzvah zatoyu nichesur aleim, shalosh brises bilvad. There's only 3 brises, 3 covenants, 3 things that solidify, that make the Torah, and as the Farsha bring the brises based on clothes, the Maharal speaks about it. One of the 3 things that you have, Shedeimar, Eile Divri Abris, Milvad Abris, Kostam Bechorev, that's the end of Pashak Kisavoy. Eile Divri Abris, we have Pashak Kisavoy, Milvad, the bris that we had in Pashak Bechorev, say, Visham Oimer, Atem Nitzavim, Ayoim Kulchem, this week's Pasha, Le'obichor Abris Hashem Alekecho, says the Rambam, you have another bris over here in Parshat Tzavim. Harei shosh brises. V'ala milo nechazu shosh brises. So you see the Rambam, Feirush, treats Parshat Tzavim as part of the bris. Similar to what Tzavim says in the name of Reminisim, that's part of the clause. I mean, Hazinu, Tzavim says, what about Hazinu? It's not a bris. Parshat Vayim Shavar is not a bris. The bris is Parshat B'chakoyisai, Parshat Kisavai, and Parshat Tzavim. So it makes a lot of sense that what you want to end before the end of the year is all the divrei abris, all the clothes that belong to the bris, they should end together. So same way Parshat Tzavim needs to end, Parshat Tzavim needs to end as well. So Chur, just say, Aaron, the Morgan Avraham, based... Not B'Midbar. Not B'Midbar for sure, but who is that? Oh, by the way, if we learn like the first Pshat of the Taisus, and the Tzavim is because of clothes, why in B'chukaisa we have a barrier, and here we don't? So you can say it's not a barrier, different reason. The Torah is just a diuk. The Torah, when he brings B'Midbar, when he says this, he says, why read them in the beginning, before Shavuos, he says, Uloinu Pashas Vayidaber, Sheitchilas HaSefer, Kodem Hatzeres. So maybe, and we'll leave because that's the topic today, he's giving us a little bit of reason why you start a new, you want to start a new Sefer. Maybe there's a difference when the closer or the end of a Sefer, and you end with something so bad, so then you want to start something new with a good start. But here you're not ending the Sefer, you're in the middle of the Sefer. So therefore, I don't care to end in the middle. Maybe. Something to think about. Also, just explain this trap. What?
Before New Year. Your mom is starting New Year. You want to put calls in. It's not really New Year.
No, but it's the opposite. There we do a barrier. Here we don't do a barrier, according to this trap, because Parshat Tzavim is right before Shana.
I'm saying that's the question. We should.
Yeah, we should. So we, the Gemara learns that Shavuot is the beginning of the year and Shana is the beginning of the year. Why is Shavuot the beginning of the year? The Gemara discussed it. We have to understand why I was a parallel. But that's what the Gemara says. So the Maaseh comes out that the Mashmos from the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns and the Chizmilo, teaches us what he means in Hichosh Tfilo, which the Torah quote, the Shulchan Aruch quote, the Chur comes here that he holds in the first Shana Taisis. Now the reason we had it said before Shana, because the Tzavim is part of the bris, part of the klos. Now, Ma'inef Kamina, first of all, Ma'inef Kamina.
But
yeah, it's not close. Close only Tzavim.
So why has a barrier? You should have done
that. Oh, so we don't need a barrier. No, so I'm saying, for the, according to the Ram, according to the Ben Nisa, there's no barriers. We don't need barriers. The barrier is only according to Taisis. According to the, we don't have barriers. Hi, but midrash, we said maybe a duke in the Torah that says Tchilas HaSefer. Maybe. Yeah, but it's not the bris, not the very bris. So now, with that,
the bris means it's bad.
The bris is a covenant, which tells you if you violate the Torah, this bad, terrible thing will happen to you. So it's a klal, it's a curse if you violate, based on violation. Now, with the first of all, just saying, if kibbutz la'alocha, what's of kibbutz between the two? If you're holding it, tzovim is part of the klal. I think it's simple of kibbutz la'alocha. The Shulchan brings la'alocha, what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara says, the Parsha B'chakoysa is more chomer than Parsha Kisavai. You're not allowed to stop in the middle of Parsha B'chakoysa with an aliyah. During the close, you can't stop with an aliyah. Parsha Kisavai, if you want to, you could stop with an aliyah in between. But, since the Shulchan Aruch brings this, close with those Kohanim ain't of Sikim Bem. You can't stop. Ela Echad Kore Kulam. Ala close with Shatoya, Yoichel Nav Sikim Bem. You could stop in the middle. Ve'afel Bichen, what do we do? That's what we have, very short aliyahs before, and then we have a huge aliyah in the middle. Nagu shaloi lafsik bam. The meaning is, you're right, it's not so severe, the klos kisavoy, as the klos in the bichkoisai, but still, don't stop in the middle. The Gemara brings two reasons why you don't stop in the middle. I don't stop in the middle also. Parshat Nitzavim, that's what it depends on. If it's klos, as a din of klos, you can't stop in the middle. But if it's not klos, so then it was no issue. Even in regular klos, we could stop in the middle. But kol shekhen, if it's not close at all, so you can stop in the middle. And l'chura, that just explains our minug, sheni v'chamishi, we have this very long, right, Parshat Tetzavim is only 40 psukim. And it has the sheni v'chamishi, one of the longest aliyahs that we have. Right? Because you can't stop in the middle. So you have a long, it takes the whole close until the end. The whole thing is in there, because you don't want to stop in the middle, because if you treat it as close, you don't stop in the middle. I just want to end with a pshat, so what's really the idea? Why you have close?
We can't stop.
That's why we don't. Meaning we're knowing not to stop in the middle. That's why we're not. That's a shenim v'chamishi. We go till the end. Now there's a shlishi. You don't do only three psukim because you get in the middle of the close. So that's why you have to go until the end of the close in order to stop over there. Now just to end. So really, what's the pshat? What is this bris? So you have a bris of pashas and v'chakoyisai, and then you have bris of kisavim. For some reason. I mean, this is a different topic, different reason. We spoke about it a few times. The idea between Vayikra and Dvarim, Vayikra is one type of bris, Dvarim is another type of bris. Parshat Nitzavim, you have two parshas, one after each other. There are two different brises. And again, you see, based on the Machlekas here, Tanya says, we end the Tov, it's over. And Rabbi Nisim says, no. In order to end really Kisava, you need to get to Nitzavim. What is Nitzavim adding Kisava? You already, what are you adding over here? So this, and this is the Vilna Gaon says in the beginning of this week's parasha, and he says a beautiful thing. The Gemara tells us that Klos Parash B'chukoyisai B'loshon Rabbi Amurus is mentioned in plural. In B'chukoyisai Teleicho, B'chukoyisai Loit, right? Team also talk to in a plural tense. Parash in Kisavoy B'loshon Yochid Amurus is mentioned in a singular form. Now, usually most Derechla we understand that singular form means to individual. And plural means to many. The Gaon says that's not the pshat, it's the opposite. Singular form means the whole nation as one, the whole tzibur. When you're speaking be singular, Yakecha Hashem, Yadber Becha, all the Cha, you means all Am Yisrael as one. When you say plural tense is many. Many, many individuals, but not as one unit. The Gemara tells me that one of the reasons Pashat Kisavai is more chomer because it's Loshon Rabbim. Pashas Kisavai is less chomer because Loshon Yochid. So explain to the Goyen, when you're part of a tzibur as a whole, you always know that tzibur has a haftacha, that there'll be Netzach Yisrael. The tzibur will never be the end of Klal Yisrael. So you mainly see what you have, you know you can exist. That's the beginning of this week's parasha. Atem nitzovim ayom kulchem, says Rashi, that Am Yisrael heard all the klolos, hariku pnei. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Atem nitzovim ayom, look what happened. For 40 years you made Akash Baruch upset. The last time he didn't do anything to you, so you see you survived. Kliok already asked, so what is he doing? You're punishing, you're giving someone a Azara, you're telling him, no, and he said, it's not so bad. So really, Chorib Shad Rashi is, yeah, you will suffer, it's going to be terrible. But you're always going to survive. Obviously, as a klal, as a tzibur, always survives. That's the din of a tzibur, the Yapash Kisofi. Lashon Yachid tzibur together. Says the Goyen Pashon Kisofi begins for the individual that wants to get away from the tzibur. As the Pasuk says, reading this Shini Mechamishi that has the whole thing, there's the individual who feels he's different. It says, Pein yesh bachem ish o isho. Or mishpacha yeshevet, this individual, or even a family, or even a shevet. Hashem adal point now yomim Hashem elokeinu. When he feels he's going to go on his own, and he says, "Bayom shomu diber elazoi." See, here is the close pashk kisavoi. What does he say? V'iz barach b'lo lemor shaloi mieli. I will be at peace. Ki b'shuris libi elech. I'm going to be on my own in my own way. Laman says, "Then he's going to be punished." Lo yevei Hashem sloach loy. So says the guy, and this individual could be a family, it could be even a shevet. Meaning someone who says, I'm not part of that tzibur Am Yisrael. I'm on my own. The tzibur is going to suffer, the tzibur is going to get all the bad things, but me, I'm going to have my own way, and I'm going to be okay. So here comes the thing, lo yaveshev shloach loy, there'll be no slicha. A tzibur it could survive, but not an individual. Ki az yeshar av Hashem v'kidoso v'yishahu, v'rov tzibur kol ha'oyla ha'ola k'suv ha'sav ha'zeh, the cloth will completely destroy him. So the aftoch of the tzibur has bash kesavoi is only if you're part of the tzibur. But if a person says, "I'm going to stand on my own. I'm not part of the tzibur," then he doesn't have the aftoch of the tzibur. Then he doesn't have a tenitzovim ayam kulchem. That's the bris of pashn tzovim, and that's very fitting. And with this will end. The pashn tzovim comes before Shoshana, because as we find the Musa tells us, an earlier sfarim is that one of the ways to be zoichi b'din Rosh Hashanah is to be part of a tzibur. Atem nitzovim hayoim kulchem. Hayoim, Sibi Chassidus say, is Rosh Hashanah, refers to Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem. You have to be everybody together. If we're one as a unit, as a tzibur, then we're zoichi b'din. Am Yisrael betuchim she'es al neis. Am Yisrael as a nation betuchim she'es al neis. But a person who is not part of the tzibur, meaning the whole avodah, we always mention, the whole avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that says mitshuva, is avodah as a tzibur. We go to the shul, we sit in shul the whole day. That's the way that we have. Because the Indian is to be part of the tzibur, and an individual should not be on his own, should be part of the tzibur. So the Agdama to Rosh Hashanah is Yapash Kisavoy and Pash Kisavim. And these two places together teach you that tzibur will be punished, but it will survive. And someone who stands on his own, that's the big muster, the Yapash Kisavim, that's the Agdama to Rosh Hashanah, to be part of the tzibur. It's part of the tzibur, but Tuch Mishas Alanes. I'll be Zeichet, Taksid, Chasim, Atoiva, Agoga Ben Shtiar, Peiz Hashem, next year will be after Sukkot.